Good morning. My guest this morning is Andrea Van Dyke from the Occidental Center for the Arts. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Roland. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you. Well, we were just talking about the last show that you came here to talk about, which was the Fred Eaglesmith show. Such a great show with a full house. And let me tell you just very briefly, I knew that the doors were opening at 7:15. I thought, well, we'll get there about 10 minutes after 7, and we'll be sure to get seats. The line was already all the way down the entire length of the building.
That's true. And it's actually a North Bay Live event, which Lori Schaefer produces. But we're very happy to partner with North Bay Live to do their events at our venue.
Well, your next show is coming on the 14th of March.
That's right. Friday.
That's Friday at 8 p.m., a better hour, really, than 7:30. The Claire Lynch Band. So talk about them.
Well,
she has such an incredible reputation as a composer.
As a composer and a vocalist, and which makes her, and she truly is a bluegrass pioneer. Claire Lynch Band is an exciting act to get all the way from Nashville. And Claire Lynch is someone who was always sort of an uppity female. She starting with the Front String Porch Band. Do you remember that band?
Yes.
The Front Porch String Band, excuse
right.
me, back in the 70s, she was fronting that band. She has long been a sought-after vocalist. She sung backup for Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris. She has an iconic, high, sweet, pure tone. But as a songwriter, this is where she has really pushed the boundaries for female in the bluegrass genre in particular. And she is now touring to promote her 10th CD called Dear Sister, which is all her own original music and some standouts. Well, the title track, which co-written with Louisa Branscombe, based on letters from the Civil War that were in Branscombe's family history. And she was just recently, besides having been nominated for Grammy twice, being the current reigning and three-time female vocalist of the year in the International Bluegrass Music Association, she has just recently won a Walker Fellowship, one of seven granted to musicians, which are only go to the most innovative and influential artist in their field. So she is a double whammy, a triple whammy, really. and she's paired with an amazing band, three excellent musicians, all well-known in their field.
Well, so now is a great time for her to be here because of the movie that just won the Academy Award for Best Documentary, which is about backup singers.
Yes. And in the midst of all this, she's managed to raise a family and keep up an extensive touring schedule. So she is a phenomenal person, and we're just thrilled to have her. And as an extra bonus, we have in our wonderful OCA art gallery, which presents exhibits every 6 weeks and is always open to view during intermission, a collection by the Pointless Sisters of textile art called Not Your Grandmother's Quilt. What could be more perfect? So that can be seen in the intermission. And we always sell fine wine and beer and goodies, homemade goodies, which I make some. So this is also not to be missed. There will be Appalachian clog dancing during the performance.
Really?
Yes. So this is really going to be amazing because you get only $20. I mean, you can't get a taco in Nashville for that anymore.
Really?
You're going to be in our wonderfully intimate venue, which seats about 150, and hear up close and personal this really groundbreaking pioneer in bluegrass music and her amazing band and clog dancer. So I would say get tickets, go on our website, Occidental Center for the Arts. There are brown paper tickets. Their reservations are coming in quickly.
I'm sure they are.
We seat about 150, so go ahead and sign up. You won't be sorry.
I know. Well, you're never sorry when you go to the Occidental Center, really.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. And let's tell people once again, if you didn't hear it before, listen now. Friday, March the 14th at 8 p.m., but get your tickets in advance because the Occidental Center for the Arts fills up fast. The Claire Lynch Band, Friday, March 14th, 8 p.m. For information online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.